Out of more than 2,200 transfer applications received for the upcoming school year, the district's new plan only has room for an estimated 300 to 500 students. Under No Child Left Behind, all students must be accommodated. During yesterday's special meeting, District Parent Coordinating Council Vice President Brian McIntyre made the board well aware of his concerns. Afterwards, McIntyre told reporters,
"But everybody is playing ring around the rosy, and our children's lives are at stake. Less than 200-300 parents used to apply for transfer. We gave them relevant information, over 2,000, and you're going to tell me not even a quarter? Not even a quarter of the children are going to be transferred? What the federal government says should happen? This is not justice for our children."
Buffalo's Chief of Student Support Services, Will Caressett, says the reality is the district doesn't have enough available seats in schools in good standing. And Caressett says the new plan allows the board to start creating the capacity.
I know folks are going to be disappointed because we can't do it all at once, but I can assure the public that we have a plan that will get us much closer there over the next couple of years, and that's what the State Education Department expected today.
The plan also clears the way for the district to begin discussions that would allow Buffalo students to transfer to charter schools and schools in suburban districts. But first, the plan must be approved by the State Education Department. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.